This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Snap is back on third down. Protection's good enough over the middle. There's Beasley for a first down at the 35-yard line. Took a while.
I'm just going to say, if they don't go to Beasley here, I'm leaving the booth.
Starts on
number 52.
Oh, boy.
Second penalty. Third down.
I apologize. I was talking over John Hussey. Who was the penalty on?
Connor Williams, 52,
Connor
they
Williams.
Called it on.
Wow.
Crushing. And not just that they forgot Cole Beasley until the very end. Connor Williams, Leo Collins, Tyron Smith, penalty. Cowboys lose. One that we'll be talking about and remembering for a while, at least until the next blunder, in D.C. against the Redskins. Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station. They did get robbed, though. Okay, and I'm not usually officiating crier. I know that the non-Cowboy fans will say that it's moaning and whining and play the baby sounder, and everyone outside of the Metroplex will say, oh, it wasn't that, it was everything else. The LP Lattisaur snap infraction is a joke. And thank goodness the Hall of Famer, Tony Dungy, agrees with us yesterday on Football Night in America reviewing the 5-yard penalty.
This was a terrible call, Mike. An illegal snap has to be abrupt movement or something unusual. The Dallas center is neither one of those. He's not abrupt and it's not unusual. That is his normal motion. He did it on the snap before that. We'll see the next snap. He does the exact same thing. This was a bad call that moved the ball back 5 yards for Dallas.
Horrible. Horrible. And yesterday when it's happened, and I tweeted this out, I feel like, you know, everyone immediately took it to the Garrett hate, and then we're talking about Dak. I'm like, am I the only one here who doesn't think that this is like a call one out of 500 times?
One out of 5,000 probably?
Yeah. It's like the Terrence Williams to the huddle play against Green Bay. I think it was against Green Bay. The huddle rule that they changed. So it wouldn't shock me to see, like, everyone talking about this rule enforcement today on all the different shows, because this was wrong to do.
It was. You know,
doesn't mean that the field goal is going to be made. It still would have been 47 instead of 52. That's wrong, man.
This was
a misinterpretation
of the rule. He didn't move the ball, okay? If this happened in Major League Baseball, they would protest the game and pick it up where it left off. Like, imagine that. Like, today they'd go back and try the field goal again for 47. Be amazing.
And this isn't just anyone. Like, no one outside of DFW knows who the hell LP Lattisaur is.
No, everyone knows who he is. He's a legend.
We know him.
He's a legend.
Like, this guy is, this is the master of what he does.
Yeah.
The master of what he does. And after the game, he stood there and he answered all the media questions. You tell me who you believe.
What did they tell you that you did on that play?
They told me that I was the one responsible for the false start. And I did the exact same thing I usually do. Take the ball the exact same way. And, just bad turn of events there.
When you do it, you're trying to just position it right.
Yeah, just position it the right way. I'm not even trying to get him offside there. I know the situation. And too bad.
Has that ever happened to you before?
No, never had that before. I do the exact same thing every time. So when that happens, that's what I was telling the refs. I do the exact same thing. The guy just jumped. That's what I thought.
What's your understanding of what the rule is, what you're allowed to do?
As long as I don't pick up the ball. And the ball was on the ground the whole time. So that's my understanding.
As a student of what you do, how often have you seen anybody ever get called for doing that?
Not very often.
Yeah, you know, and even like, so he says pick up the ball. So when the ball's laying on its side, even getting it to its point, okay, you see guys get it to the point and then tap it a few times. Get it set so it's jabbed in there so they don't slip down. That's lifting the ball off the turf. Every single center or long snapper does that. This is insane. This is absolute insanity. And
it's almost like calling a quarterback. They did adjust it to where you can't do the exaggerated head bob try to draw the defense off sides. But it's almost like if a quarterback like moved his fingers or moved his hands while back there in shotgun, and you call that a false start now. Like, this is – where did that come from? Who's the official – Broda says he's hearing Jay Gruden tipped off his team and therefore the refs. Like, hey, he does this, so let's try it. They're not going to call it unless we jump off sides. We have to do something here in this moment. And I thought, oh, my gosh, here we go. This is going to be a 42-yarder. They jumped. But it was Jay Gruden possibly telling his players to push the referees to do it. And that makes all the sense in the world.
Hey, well, that's bad on the referees because, first of all, they got the call wrong. And second of all, they let a coach influence their call. And this happens in basketball all the time. Guys work the officials. Hey, watch out for this. Watch out for this. It's crap. If you don't see it, if it's not something that you see, if you see this on every play.
Like, I can understand, like, a crazy, psych, wild formation, right? Like, we're seeing these underhand tosses on a special team. Or, you know, Mike Leach. Yeah. I would go to the ref and say, hey, we're doing this. I would say, hey, we've checked this out formationally, legally. It's fine. So I don't want you to bring this back. If you're going to do something that isn't seen, I get it. But not this, like you said, RJ, thousands of times a season.
Thousands of times. When does it? This never gets called. Never gets called. And that's such a problem. If it doesn't ever get called, then in order for you to call it, it has to be absolutely egregious. Just completely over the top. And that's not what this was.
So Jason Garrett says he can't remember it very often. LP Lattisaur, nope, not in 14 years. Mike Garofalo, NFL Network, tweeted, just watched a few of LP's snaps in recent weeks. He moves the ball a lot at times. Nothing out of the ordinary here. The difference could be that nobody jumped on previous snaps. Ridiculous. Joke, in my opinion. All right, we'll talk to Mickey Spagnuolo about the game here at 9:20. Another chance to win $1,000 at 9:16. Well, let's get to the trade stuff. Adam Schefter tweeted yesterday that the Cowboys are doing their homework on Amari Cooper and that they've been doing it. The first-round pick out of Alabama, playing on the Raiders, two Pro Bowl seasons to start off his career. And then what the heck has happened? Last year, 48 catches, 680 yards, 7 touchdowns in 14 games. He had a case of the drops last year and maybe a case of the Derek Carr. This year, just 22 catches in his first 6 games. The Redskins are sniffing around. The Colts are sniffing around. And the word is that the Raiders, of course, want a first-round pick. The Broncos have been listening to offers for Demaryius Thomas. By the way, Amari is 24. Demaryius Thomas is a 5-time Pro Bowler. He is 30, okay? So contract-wise, Choppy, take us through who you would prefer, unless it's going to be Devontae Parker, who was inactive yesterday, and the Dolphins want a third-round pick for him. He was inactive, and his agent called Adam Gase in Miami incompetent and not telling the truth either.
Well, look, you're essentially going to – let's just say you make a trade for Amari Cooper right now, all right? You're going to owe him – 13.5 next year, and you're going to have to give up a fairly high pick, right?
I would think at least a second rounder.
All right, let's just say a second rounder. Now, he is young.
24.
Now, for Demaryius, next year in 2019, he is owed the same money, $14 million. But the pick you have to give up to get a 30-year-old Demaryius Thomas is a sixth?
Fifth or sixth?
Okay, so for the same amount of money, I'm dropping 4 rounds. Who's the better player? Right now, probably Amari Cooper, although Demaryius Thomas wakes up and gets 1,000 yards every year. Who's better for this team? Whose skill set fits what this quarterback does and doesn't do? This quarterback is useless with Amari Cooper. He's essentially the same guy as Derek Carr. He doesn't like to throw downfield. He's a check down guy. Demaryius Thomas, had a 1,000-yard season with a broken-down Peyton Manning. Demaryius Thomas is a much better route runner than what the, you know, like a lot of the guys here have been. He is tremendous at the screen pass, getting the screen pass and then running downfield. What he does he does better than what Amari Cooper would do for this football team. Again, in general, like if I were the Patriots, I'd take Amari Cooper. If I were the Chiefs, I'd take Amari Cooper. If I were like half the teams in the league, three quarters of the teams in the league, all the teams in the league. But for this team, Demaryius Thomas might actually be a better fit. And if you play him this year and you don't like him, his contract next year, his cap number $17.5 million, his salary is only $14 million. If you cut him, you save $14 million. So there's only $3 million of dead money next year with Demaryius. Meanwhile, you would have a lot of dead money with Amari Cooper because that contract will be picked up because of the option.
This is going to sound crazy, but that was tremendous analysis.
Thank you.
And I agree with you.
That's crazy.
It was great.
It is crazy.
It is great because it sounds nuts, not to compliment RJ, but to say Demaryius over Amari. What's really depressing, and we had this Calvin Ridley discussion. What's really depressing is having to think about bypassing the better player and talent and the younger talent because of the limitations of the offense.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the Patriots, they go and acquire guys they can fit into their system. And for the system, it's better to have a box-out guy who's more physical. He does have drop issues.
Tremendous blocker, too.
When you look at the value, though, and there's some passion questions being put out there about Amari, give me a fifth-round pick for Demaryius Thomas and hopefully a sixth.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to me. Now, maybe they're going to insist, hopefully not on a fourth, you know. Roy, a fourth-rounder for Demaryius, or do you not do that if you're the Cowboys?
Yeah, I'll give a fourth-rounder for Demaryius. If nothing else, just to have a guy in here that can show Michael Gallup what it takes to be kind of the guy going forward.
Oh, that's not Bryce Butler?
Yeah, I think Bryson is...
Was Bryson active again?
Well, he was defending the wide receivers on the sidelines from any of the fans who were, like, wanting to yell and say anything at him, right?
Side note. What the freak did you sign Bryce Butler... Besides, and I could make
it was our deep threat in practice.
Well, you signed him to get yelled at, and that's what happened yesterday with Sanjay Law when he came off the field because he was on the field. He didn't run through a route like he was supposed to. He pulled up, came off the field. Christy Scales, our Cowboy sideline reporter, right there next to them. Sanjay Law went up to Bryce Butler and quote reminded him very, very strongly to run through his routes. Unquote.
Ah, okay, so he did play. 2 targets, no catches in 2018. So there you go.
Cool.
That's Bryce. Cool. All right, so look, if it's going to be a fifth, man, I don't know about a fourth.
Yeah, I don't know about a fourth either.
Fourth bugs me for his age.
Yeah, because he's getting older, and there's no doubt about that one. You know,
he's going to be 31 on Christmas Day. Fourth rounder for a 31-year-old with a team that's not going to win the title?
Yeah.
Well, you said of picking the two, right? You said of picking between the two. The third option of abstaining wasn't
with the values.
Yeah,
you could say neither.
Okay, well, I mean, I guess if you're
all right, let me
put my
like
feet
this
to the fire, I probably would say I'd just abstain.
What about a second for Amari, or a fifth for Demaryius?
I mean,
or you can abstain.
A sixth for Demaryius seems reasonable, but you know, someone's probably going to offer them better than that. I just don't see the point of adding pieces to. I don't know, a situation that you don't feel like is going to be made that much better by the wide receivers improving significantly.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, I mean, he's not going to come in here and change the game, but...
But it's going to be a safe outlet. It would be a safe outlet for some cheap catches, some cheap yards. And you'll take that with this offense.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, he's averaging 5 catches and 50 yards a game. I mean, he's 4.5. He's averaging like 11 yards a catch.
2014, he had a 111 with 11 touchdowns.
111 catches?
Yes.
Ooh.
2015, he had 105 with 6 TDs.
And that's with a broken-down quarterback in 2015.
Yeah, but what about the scrubs they've had afterwards?
Yeah.
Don't forget about the bums they've had.
Trevor Siemian, Osweiler, and he's still getting 1,000 yards.
2016, 90 catches and 5 TDs. Last year, 83 catches and 5 TDs. By the way, he's played 16 games in every season since 2012. And then this year, 7 games, 33 catches, 3 TDs.
Yeah.
By the way, do we kind of look right on Manny Sanders when everyone laughed at us? Let me take a second to pat ourselves on the back.
He looks all right to me.
Does he?
Man, he's a good player.
Does he look good?
You have like 100-some yards the other day?
He had 2 touchdowns.
Oh, by the way, Demaryius is doing all that with Manny Sanders on the other side of him. He's still catching 100 balls a year.
Yeah. So there's some trade rumors. The deadline. It's so funny. The guys know what a trade deadline nerd I am. They're like, when's the deadline? I thought we were talking about our fantasy league. And they're like, no. We know you know when the trade is. It's October 30th. October 30th. NFL trade deadline. Hopefully it's going to get a little bit crazy. So you're getting wide receivers put out there, and there's going to be different rumors every single day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.